It's not talent, it's just work, by Annie Dillard.
It's hard work doing something with your life. The very thought of hard work makes me queasy. I'd rather die in peace. Here we are, all equal and alike, and none of us much to write home about. And some people choose to make themselves into physicists or thinkers or major league pitchers, knowing perfectly well that it would be nothing but hard work. But I want to tell you that it's not as bad as it sounds. Doing something does not require discipline. It creates its own discipline, with a little help from caffeine. People often ask me if I discipline myself to write, if I work a certain number of hours a day on a schedule. They ask this question with envy in their voices and awe on their faces, and a sense of alienation all over them, as if they were addressing an armored tank, or a talking giraffe, or Niagara Falls. We want to believe that other people are natural wonders. It gets us off the hook. Now it happens that when I wrote my first book of prose, I worked an hour or two a day for a while. And then in the last 2 months, I got excited and worked very hard, for many hours a day. People can lift cars when they want to. People can recite the Quran too, and run in marathons. These things aren't ways of life. They are merely possibilities for everyone on certain occasions of life. You don't lift cars around the clock or write books every year, but when you do, it's not so hard. It's not superhuman. It's very human. You do it for love. You do it for love and respect for your own life. You do it for love and respect for the world. And you do it for love and respect for the task itself. If I had a little baby, it would be hard for me to rise up and feed that little baby in the middle of the night. It would be hard, but certainly wouldn't be a discipline. It wouldn't be a regimen I impose on myself out of masochism, nor would it be the flowering of some extraordinary internal impulse. I would do it grumbling for love and because it has to be done. Of course it has to be done. And something has to be done with your life, too. Something specific. Something human. But don't wait around to be hit by love. Don't wait for anything. Learn something first. Then when you are getting to know it, you will get to love it. And that love will direct you in what to do. So many times when I was in college, I used to say of a course like 17th century poetry or European history, I didn't like it at first, but now I like it. All of life is like that, a sort of dreary course which gradually gets interesting if you work at it. I used to live in perpetual dread that I would one day read all of the books that I would ever be interested in and have nothing more to read. I always figured that when that time came, I would force myself to learn Wildflowers just to keep awake. I dreaded it, because I was not very interested in Wildflowers, but thought I should be. But things kept cropping up, and one book has led to another, and I haven't had to learn Wildflowers yet. I don't think there's much danger of coming to the end of the line. The line is endless. I urge you to get in it, to get in line. It's a long line, but it's the only show in town.